extract. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. You can comment on things we've already discussed or bring up whatever, again, is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype in. Username there is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be approved. And then at that point, it's a cinch to get and connect with us. To get connected with us on Skype. Again, username there, lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight here at Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We have the update here on what's been going on in Egypt. We haven't actually talked about it in several days, and there's been a lot that has been happening. I don't want to pretend like I am intimately familiar with the details in this case, so please feel free to call in and add your thoughts or details that you might happen to know about into the mix. I know that there's something you want to discuss here regarding the different sides in Egypt right now, Johnny Ray, and I want to get into that. But first, let's just do an update on what is happening there, because, like I said, we just haven't been following it. We did originally talk about the tensions, the protests that were going on, some estimated as many as 33 million people in the streets. Some said it was 14 million, but either way, it's a lot of millions of people that came out and were protesting this, the president, well, now the former president, Mohamed Morsi, who has been since ousted. So between the last time we talked about Egypt, which was like a week ago, and today, Morsi has been ousted by the military. In this case, it was a military coup ousting this democratically elected president, which a lot of people didn't like. Some people did. But nonetheless, Egypt, according to WashingtonPost.com, lurched into dangerous new terrain Monday as an angry and bloodied Muslim Brotherhood called for an uprising against the new order. And the head of Egypt's top Islamic Authority warned that the country was headed towards civil war after security forces opened fire on supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in the early morning hours. In fact, there was a video footage, and I don't know if this was the same attack, but one news videographer ended up getting shot and caught the remaining moments of his own life on camera as a soldier who's taking shots at people from a rooftop turns his rifle toward the man with the video camera, and then you see the camera go blank.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's horrifying. It's one of the deadliest days of political violence since Hosni Mubarak was overthrown, and more than two tumultuous years ago, Egyptian soldiers on Monday fired on protesters as they massed in front of a military building where they believe that Morsi, who's been ousted by that military on Wednesday, is being held under house arrest, according to witnesses and security officials. Health Ministry spokesbureaucrats said 51 people were killed and 435 were wounded in those shootings. Military officials said they responded after being fired upon by protesters and that one soldier was killed and 42 were injured. Now, whether or not they were actually fired upon by protesters is always another question to ask, because in a lot of cases we've seen, at least here in the States, the police, for instance, will place a agent provocateur, somebody whose job it is to rile people up and maybe even throw that first bottle or shoot, you know, fire that first shot from within a crowd. That way the military or in our case, the police has an excuse to just shoot up the crowd. Oh, somebody's firing at us, so let's just shoot the crowd up. And that's basically what might have happened here in this case. So again, killing 51 people, injuring 435. I mean, they just must have been just shooting into the crowd. It's scary stuff. Interim President Adli Mansour issued a decree late Monday that set the parameters. We talk about a tough position. I mean, to be the interim president here in Egypt with all this crazy stuff going on, I mean, you want to talk about a scary political position to hold at that moment?
Uh-huh.
Can imagine what kind of pressure that guy is under right now. Anyway, he issued a decree that set the parameters for a referendum on a revised constitution within about 4.5 months, parliamentary elections within about 6, and presidential elections after that. The measures appeared aimed at lending some stability to a situation that threatened to spiral out of control. But a prime ministerial appointment that had been expected Monday never came, and the day was consumed with the news of the violence and an immediate debate about its causes and meaning. Both the military establishment and the Muslim Brotherhood pleaded their cases to the Egyptian people, each swearing that it was the innocent victim. Islamist witnesses, including many members of the Muslim Brotherhood, said the shootings were started unprovoked as protesters were reciting dawn prayers in front of Cairo's Republican Guard headquarters, and security officials said that members of the pro-Morsi camp had attacked first. Ahmed Ali, the spokesman for the military, claimed, "We didn't attack protesters. We were rather defending a military facility. They moved on us to provoke our soldiers and create this violent scene." Who do you believe?
Yeah, it's possible.
Do you have one side or the other that you particularly think would be more or less likely to tell a lie in this case? I mean, here you've got the formerly in power Muslim Brotherhood that has been ousted from power, and the always in power military that has now taken even more control by ousting the democratically elected president. Who's more likely to tell the truth?
I don't think that either one of them is more likely to tell the truth. I say a pox on anyone's house who is trying to gain, to grasp the reins of state power.
Indeed, that's a great point. And it really kind of underscores this whole conflict in Egypt. You know, you look at this from the perspective of, you know, these people are in the streets because they're unhappy. They don't like the way things are in Egypt. And this is all they know as far as changing things. You know, it worked 2 years ago. We got one guy out, replaced him with another guy. Turns out he sucked too. So let's try it again. Maybe we'll get a better guy this time around.
Yeah, my message to the Egyptians is the same as my message to the Americans. Choose freedom. Don't choose democracy. Choose freedom.
Well, that just, you know, this whole process that's repeating itself, it really shows that democracy is just a setup for failure. Because in the case of Egypt, if people are upset enough, they're going to just overthrow whoever it is that the individual is. But then the other people who liked that individual are now upset. So they're coming in there with violence to try to change things back in their fashion. And even if the Muslim Brotherhood is successful at somehow pushing back against the military, seems unlikely. But, you know, even if they are successful at doing that and somehow installing their guy again, that's not going to create calm in the streets. People aren't going to just go, "Well, okay, well, that's okay. They've taken back control." So, and these elections aren't going to solve it either. 6 months from now, they're going to have a presidential election or a parliamentary election, and that's going to supposedly make people feel better. I mean, the thing is, they don't understand. I mean, I'm sure some people do in Egypt, but most people, and it's certainly true here in the U.S., most people don't understand freedom. They don't realize, they don't know, they want freedom for their own life, but they don't want freedom for the guy across the street. They don't want freedom for the Muslim Brotherhood. They don't want freedom for, whoever the other supporters might be in this case, supporters of the military. So somebody's going to have to lose in this democratic election. And whoever it is that loses, they're just going to be boiling, they're just going to be angry at losing, they're going to be trying to plot the next takeover or whatever it is, you know, whatever violent step comes next. Because when you're using violence as your tool to change, you shouldn't be surprised when somebody turns that same tool back around on you.
Yeah, and these people who've been shut out of power are going to be about 40 to 49% of the population.
Right.
So they're going to be a sizable force for instability and violence.
And the thing is, the cycle just keeps going. And we've seen it here just in a couple of years. They're already changing things up again there. The cycle just continues. It doesn't. Using violence may quiet things down for a short period of time, but people are not happy. And as long as people aren't happy, there's going to be unrest. And then that could lead to more violence. So what do you do instead? You know, you've got some regime that has been installed that's very unfriendly, that's very, you know, not your kind of people. They're in control. They've got power. They're demanding things of you. They're demanding taxes. They're demanding obedience. Well, I would suggest that you just don't do what they tell you to. I mean, if you can have 15, let's go conservative and say 15 million people were in the streets. If you've got 15 million people in the streets, you've got a huge block for civil disobedience there. It doesn't have to be violence. Are they going to lock up all 15 million people? Are they going to execute them all? Maybe, but it seems pretty unlikely. They certainly can't lock them all up.
Any Egyptians seeking freedom and prosperity should move to New Hampshire.
They should, but New Hampshire needs to secede so we can actually allow people to come here without that pesky federal government getting in their way with their damn immigration laws, stopping freedom-loving people from all around the world from coming here. What are your thoughts? It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. You can also reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Johnny Ray,
and we're talking about Egypt and some of the latest developments there after the military has taken out the president. who was supposedly democratically elected, Mohamed Morsi, is no longer president. There's now an interim character who has been placed in power, and they supposedly will be having parliamentary elections within approximately 6 months, and then presidential elections after that. And everybody's supposed to just chill out. Hey, it's a democratic process. We're going to elect people. That'll make everyone happy.
Yeah, give them a chance.
Actually, no, it won't. They tried that before, and that didn't work. And now they're going to try it again. And hopefully people will learn eventually that this violence, this cycle of violence, is just not productive. It's just not going to help move along freedom. Because I think everybody wants to be free in their own life. I don't think that's... No, maybe there are some people that really like being tied up. I know that's the case. Otherwise, dominatrixes would have no business. But you should be free to choose to be tied up, not free to force other people, tie them up against their will and that sort of thing. And so the story here is from WashingtonPost.com. We're going to continue it here in moments. But I want to remind you, speaking of freedom, readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. They are uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies at FreedomsPhoenix.com every day. They offer up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Now, ideally, in a place like Egypt, and the same thing here in the U.S., you've got two major sides of conflict. Obviously, there are more than two sides. There are going to be individuals who may agree with one side on some things and may disagree with others. But the way it's being presented to us in the mainstream media here is that, well, you've got the Muslim Brotherhood, and then you've got the supporters of the military who are they're clashing. And there's actual gunfire, and dozens of people have been killed. Hundreds of them have been wounded, specifically in shootings that happened on Monday, where military officials are saying that we were fired on, so we had to shoot back. Whereas the people who were in the crowd were saying that they were just shot up, that the military just decided to start shooting a crowd of protesters. So who do you believe? I don't know. But I do know one thing, that none of this is going to lead to any real solutions. Whatever this election results are, not going to lead to anything that is going to be satisfying to people, because democracy by its nature is not satisfying. There's always somebody who gets the screwed end of the stick from democracy, and they
coerced democracy. You know, democracy is
okay.
Just,
yes, you're right. Coerced.
I mean, you and me can. I guess we would probably need a third person. But we can vote on whether or not we want to have pork chops or chicken, and really nobody's going to get screwed to any certain extent there.
You would be then consenting to, presumably you would be consenting to accepting the terms of that vote. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, I get what you're saying. Yes, an organization that is consensually based can be run democratically. You're correct. So to clarify, democratic, like you said, coercive democratic systems don't satisfy the customer. They don't satisfy one group of people who's not getting what they want, so they redouble their efforts to try to take over the system, and then that way they can force their viewpoint down on the other guys who had previously forced their viewpoint on them, and it's just this never-ending cycle. The democracy is just a cover for violence. It's just a way to distract people from the fact that whoever it is that wins, whatever laws they pass, that's a threat. It's a threat of violence against the people that they're subjugating.
Yeah, and coercive democracy shows the people in that democracy that violence is the way to change the world. That if you want to make a positive impact, if you want to make an impact on the world, if you want your life to mean something, well, the highest, the most effective way to get anything done is to use violence. Look, see, that's what the police do. That's what the military does. And you know, they're patriots. They're heroes. So if I don't like the way the world is running and don't think too hard about it, then I'm going to decide that, well, I'm not a police officer. Maybe I've tried to join the police. Maybe I've tried to join the military. Maybe that's not for me. I'm going to make a bomb and I'm going to change the world that way. I'm going to go to a summer camp in, oh gosh, Norway. And I'm going to shoot up all the campers.
Yeah. How'd that work to change things?
The world did not change the way he wanted it to change.
If anything, it creates a larger police state. It gives the police an excuse to expand their powers and purview, and I don't know what specifically happened as a result of that. But you know, if it had happened here in the U.S., they would have come up with some law that secures campgrounds or something ridiculous. You know, mandate that the campground hire police to secure the grounds or something stupid like that.
Yeah, the violence that's at the foundation of our American democracy and every government around the world poisons any good thing that they try and do. It turns it into crap.
It's true. There are always unintended negative consequences of the use of coercive, aggressive force on people. More from the Washington Post on what's happening in Egypt, because it's really, it's amazing to watch and hear about this stuff. You know, my heart goes out to the people that are involved on whatever side, because nobody's going to be happy whatever ends up coming out of this. Regardless of who fired the first shots yesterday, the violence shocked Egyptians and threw the nation's shaky post-coup order into further disarray as important factions pulled out of the coalition that lent broad unity to the effort to oust Morsi, who led the country for 368 days. The ultra-conservative Salafist Nur Party, the only Islamist political bloc to support Morsi's ouster, said it would abandon negotiations over who should take over as prime minister to protest what it called a massacre. Sheikh Ahmed El Tayeb of El Hazir, Egypt's top Islamic authority, had expressed support for Morsi's ouster, but Monday he appeared on state television and said he would remain in seclusion at his home until everybody takes responsibility to stop the bloodshed, to prevent the country from being dragged into a civil war. Another Islamist former presidential candidate, Abdel Monim Aboul Fotou, who had met with Mansour 2 days ago, called for him to resign after the violence. And the Muslim Brotherhood's political arm urged for an uprising, using the language of the Palestinian struggle against Israel. Dramatic funeral marches were expected by the dozens on Tuesday, that's today, creating more potential flashpoints for conflict. The violence on Monday started before dawn, said witnesses, and continued as the sun rose above Cairo. Morsi supporters said they had been praying when the tumult began. Witnesses described a scene of panic with live fire, birdshot, and tear gas seemingly coming at them from all directions. A doctor directing a field hospital for the wounded said many of the dead had gunshot wounds to the head and back, and sticky pools of blood were visible on the ground at the scene hours after the attack. Abdel Naguib Mahmoud said, a lawyer rather from Nile Delta town of Zagzig, said that he and fellow protesters had knelt to the pavement for the second time, their backs to the Republican Guard headquarters, when he heard shouts from the perimeter that security forces were encroaching. So we finished our prayer rapidly, he said. He said he heard the boom of tear gas canisters being fired and the crackle of gunfire. Running toward the entrance of the sit-in area, he and several friends began to pick up the wounded. More shots rang out, and the men lay down on the pavement. We'll continue with the story as far as what it was like to be caught in this gunfire from the military in high positions, shooting from rooftops and things like that, at a crowd of what was ostensibly a group of people that were praying. That's what they're saying. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then what is it that both of these sides agree on? Johnny Ray will tell us.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds,
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The unrest continues in Egypt. That's what we're focusing on at this time. But, of course, you can bring up anything that you'd like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We, unfortunately, Johnny Ray, you and I are not going to be at Freedom Fest this week.
That is unfortunate.
But thankfully, Mark is going to be there. In fact, I just saw a Facebook update from him that he has touched down in Vegas and may actually be going to see Penn & Teller tonight.
Cool.
It's pretty exciting. So, you know, Freedom Fest is the number one reason to go to Vegas this weekend. It's happening July 10th, so it actually starts tomorrow and goes through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Vegas. And from what I understand, Penn and Teller have been known to show up at Freedom Fest as well. There are a lot of big-name people that attend this event. John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and a whole bunch more. Go to freedomfest.com to learn about this amazing event. They're expecting upwards of 3,000 attendees. This is the biggest Liberty convention that there is at this time. FreedomFest.com is an event you don't want to miss, and it's still not too late to get registered and get out there. FreedomFest.com. So, Egypt, we're sharing with you the story here, in this case from the Washington Post, which is going into some of the violence that occurred yesterday and has been occurring in Egypt since the military's ouster of democratically elected President Mohamed Morsi. They have they've taken him out. They're apparently holding him in captive somewhere. And there was a group of people that had gathered outside of this alleged somewhere, this military installation, to protest that. They had engaged in one of their daily prayers that they were doing when shots began to be fired upon the folks that were praying. Now, the military is claiming they were fired upon, that the people that were there protesting were the initiators of the violence and that they were only trying to protect themselves. But yet you've got a doctor on the ground here who was treating wounded people, saying he was getting people coming in there, wounded individuals who'd been and dead bodies as well.
People who'd been shot in the back.
People that had shot in the back of the head and in the back. So what does that tell you? I mean, if you're really defending yourself against armed gunmen who are attacking you.
Generally, when I find myself attacking a military base, I don't charge it
from
backwards.
Behind. Yeah. So I don't know. It's really hard to know who to believe in this case. But either way, I tend to lean against the military. But then again, the military's fighting against a group of people who was just in power. So I don't necessarily believe their claim either. Well, anyway, let me continue the story here, and then we'll tell you, Johnny Ray will tell us from a different news story, what it is that all of these people who are in conflict in Egypt, or at least a whole bunch of them on different sides, one of the things they can agree on. Now, there's not a lot they can agree on, but there is one thing, and Johnny Ray will share that. 855-453 is the toll-free number. So we're talking about how this group was praying. They were being fired upon. They finished their prayer rapidly. Heard tear gas being fired, the crackle of gunfire. Several friends began to pick up the wounded, and then the men lay down on the pavement as more shots rang out. Mahmoud, in this case, said he saw forces in military fatigues and police officers dressed in black. Moments later, he said an officer stood over him and kicked him, telling him to move. When he ran, gunmen opened fire. He said he was hit in the back with birdshot, and he lifted his shirt to reveal a scattering of small bloody wounds. To support their assertions that they were defending against an assault, military officials played video footage at a news conference that sought to show an increasing ferocity of attack by Brotherhood supporters at the scene. The footage showed at least one man with a short rifle and another with a handgun firing at soldiers in the daylight after the initial conflict started. The military said armed men on motorcycles had started the assault, but it offered no evidence to back up their assertion. Individuals in the crowd are shown hurling rocks at the troops and later launching pieces of broken toilet bowls from rooftops and chucking what appear to be spears. The Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party issued a statement calling for an uprising against those who want to steal the revolution with tanks and asking the world to prevent a new Syria. At an emotional news conference at the Rabai al-Adwaya Mosque, where Morsi supporters have camped since he was deposed last week, a doctor and others said protesters had been shot in the back as they knelt to pray. Meanwhile, the main Tamarod activist group, which organized the massive protests last week that led to Morsi's removal, called for the Brotherhood's political wing to be dissolved and its leadership barred from political life. That treatment, Tamarod said on Twitter, would echo the ban placed on former President Hosni Mubarak's political party after the 2011 Egyptian revolution. A ban on the Brotherhood and other religious parties would also fall in line with the Mubarak's policy, under which many of the Brotherhood's leaders spent decades moving in and out of prison. The U.S. So it's just, again, here's a perfect example. I mean, they put these guys in prison, then they ended up taking power. Now they've lost the power again. And does anybody really think that the elections they're going to hold in 6 months are going to solve anything?
Right. The persecuted, the formerly persecuted, are full of energy and vim to gain power. And then they're in power, and maybe they, because of how government is and how it works, they start persecuting others, and now they've got, now the shoe's on the other foot. And just like you said 100 times in this show already, it's a cycle. Cycle of violence, it's ridiculous.
Well, there is one thing that these people can agree on, and according to a different report, I'm not sure what your source is on this, Johnny Ray, where are you coming from here?
Well, I'm coming from the Washington Post.
Same source, okay, different story. Something that the two sides can agree on, what is it?
In Egypt, gripes. You know what, I'm not going to read the headline, I'm going to jump into the story.
All right, jump on in.
Because the story presents a little more dramatically. Cairo. This story is by William Booth and Michael Birnbaum. Cairo. There is little that the angry supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood have in common with the secular liberal revelers in Tahrir Square these days, except for one thing. They both believe the U.S. government is conspiring against them.
Hmm.
After a year of outreach to the Muslim Brotherhood following the election of its candidate, Mohamed Morsi, as president, The United States is widely perceived here as siding with Islamists it once eyed with distrust. At the same time, the Obama administration's cautious refusal to condemn Morsi's ouster last week quickly spent the goodwill it had built with the Brotherhood without buying any trust from the other side. Instead, the liberal forces who drove the revolution to topple Morsi view the United States with even more wariness. Now, I'm going to be doing all of the these Egyptian people. I'm going to be giving them the standard foreigner accent.
Okay, I didn't know you had a standard one.
We love the American people. It's gonna be all over the map.
All right.
The whole article. We love the American people, said Bolus Victor, 34, a middle-class merchant in the Egyptian capital who said he has relatives in Chicago.
Mm.
But we hate Obama and Patterson.
And that statement would be the same statement if this were 6 years ago and it were George Bush. He would have just put the words George Bush in there for Obama. You know, that's not an uncommon sentiment among people of the world, is that a lot of people know that the American people are by and far good people. But the government, on the other hand, not so much.
But we hate Obama and Patterson. That would be U.S. Ambassador to Egypt Ann W. Patterson, a career diplomat who assumed the top post in Cairo in 2011. She needs to pack her bags. She needs to go home. We hate her more than Morsi himself, and that is something very remarkable.
Wow,
Victor said. As he spoke Tuesday in Tahrir Square, everyone around him nodded their heads in agreement. They hated her, too. The businessman and his friends were savoring their revolutionary victory.
Just before you go on, do you know who the Egypt ambassador is here in the U.S.?
No.
No, of course not. Because they're not trying to ruin anybody's lives here. You know, if anything, they're just trying to provide Egyptian folk who might have migrated here or visiting here with certain services. But who knows what this Patterson character has been up to as far as meddling in these people's lives and giving the United States inroads into doing more meddling. We'll come back with the remainder of that story. 855-450-FREE. One thing that the conflicting sides in Egypt can agree on is that the U.S. government, bad, bad folks. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of these airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, moments remain here. Enough time for your call and thoughts if you make it now at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you, but if you'd like to support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the stores you see there, like Amazon or Newegg, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. So it's the same great Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, and Free Talk Live gets a little something. In fact, I just got a check today, finally, from Canada, Amazon Canada. That one almost never happens. Every now and then I'll get one from Amazon UK. And you'd think we'd have more listeners in Canada than we do the UK, but for whatever reason, more people spend money with Amazon in the UK than they do Canada. But all three of them are there for you, US, UK, Canada. You click into the right one for you at shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping taken care of. Same great Amazon experience. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits when you start at shop.freetalklive.com. So back to your story, Johnny Ray, from the Washington Post, about what it is that the people that are conflicting with one another, that are literally shooting at each other in Egypt, one thing they can agree on, it's that the U.S. government are a bunch of thugs.
We've got a new listener in Detroit. He's a doctor. He says that Canadians can't read, and that's why they're not shopping at Amazon.
Is this a chat room comment?
Sort of.
Okay.
back to the story.
Yes.
She needs to pack her bags. She needs to go home.
This is the ambassador. The U.S. ambassador.
Yes, Ann Patterson. We hate her more than Morsi himself, and that is something very remarkable, Victor said. As he spoke Tuesday in Tahrir Square, everyone around him nodded their heads in agreement. They hated her, too. The businessman and his friends were savoring their revolutionary victory. The popular uprising, aided by the Egyptian army, as he put it, that forced Morsi from office, and they were sitting under a banner in Tahrir Square. They were sitting under a banner in Tahrir Square that read, "Obama loves terrorists."
Hmm.
In Tahrir Square these days, terrorists is the shorthand used by some for the Muslim Brotherhood. After Morsi's victory last June, the United States offered support of the country's nascent democratic process and its first democratically elected leader. In the fall, the U.S. Embassy hosted a high-level delegation of business leaders in an effort to promote investment. During the conflict between Israel and the Gaza Strip, Americans leaned heavily on Egypt to help broker a truce. But while the U.S. government has rarely been popular on the Arab street, the anti-American vibe among the anti-Morsi crowds in Cairo in recent weeks has been especially pronounced. Some of the accusations against the Obama administration are beloved chestnuts, how the U.S. government and its ally Israel are plotting to steal Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. But many of the grievances are of a more recent vintage. Opponents of the Muslim Brotherhood note that just days before Morsi was toppled by the generals, who say they were responding to popular will, the U.S. ambassador gave an unusually candid speech that many here said was an effort to keep them at home. Some say that street action will produce better results than elections.
Is this part of her speech?
Yes, this is Patterson. Some say that street action will produce better results than elections. To be honest, my government and I are deeply skeptical, Patterson said in Cairo on June 18th.
I'm skeptical of that, too. I mean, I think that street actions are useful, but on the other hand, if your street action is just leading to violence to change out one dictator for another dictator, then really, what's the difference between that and an election?
Okay, yeah, all
right. I don't know if that's her perspective, but...
She was attempting to explain more broadly the U.S. determination to work with any democratically elected government of Egypt. Egypt needs stability to get its economic house in order, she said, and more violence on the streets will do little more than add new names to the lists of martyrs. When hundreds of thousands of Egyptians packed into Tahrir Square on June 30 to offer a resounding call for Morsi's exit, pictures of Patterson's face, an X drawn across it, were ubiquitous in the crowd. Badr Abdelati, a spokesman at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, was trying to be delicate when he acknowledged Tuesday, there is a sort of resentment among different segments of Egyptian society against the United States at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We here are trying to explain to the Egyptian media that the American position is evolving, and at the end of the day, the U.S. will side with the will of the Egyptian people, he said. This is very important. They understand now that the U.S. government is avoiding the use of the word coup. The U.S. government provides $1.5 billion in aid to Egypt annually.
That's what I was going to say, as I read something about billions of dollars being shuffled to the military, too.
Most of it to the country's military.
Yep.
But U.S. law prohibits the delivery of aid to any country in which a coup has taken place.
Oh, I see. So they'll just call it something else.
Right.
It's not a coup. It's an uprising.
Right. It's popular uprising. When asked how long it would take to determine whether Egypt's military had carried out a coup when it forced Morsi from power, White House spokesman Jay Carney said Tuesday, "We do not believe it is in our interest to make a precipitous decision or determination now." This is an incredibly complex and difficult situation, said Carney, noting that millions of Egyptians had legitimate grievances with Morsi. There are significant consequences that go along with this determination, and it is a highly charged issue for millions of Egyptians who have differing views about what happened.
Yeah, so stay the hell out of it, which, of course, they haven't done, because they've been shuffling a bunch of your taxpayer dollars over there to one side or the other.
One man at a sit-in by Morsi supporters said Tuesday that the United States was so unpopular right now that Egyptians would fight against whomever the Obama administration sided with.
Mm.
The army is trying to convince people that the United States is supporting Morsi so that they'd revolt against him.
Oh, wow.
Said A. Ismail.
Even though they're cashing the checks.
Right, yeah. Right. Said A. Ismail, 31, a lecturer at Al-Azhar University. In the background, Morsi supporters chanted slogans against Armed Forces Commander Abdel Fattah al-Sisi.
So a lot of these people who are supporting the military, the Egyptian military, in their removal of Morsi, must only really be supporting them insofar as that they're accomplishing a political goal for them. Because at the same time, they must know that the military is being funded by the United States government, and they're not a fan of that happening. So I doubt there's a whole lot of love for the military, like real deep appreciation for them amongst a lot of these people, but they're accomplishing their political goals of getting rid of this Muslim Brotherhood group so they can hopefully seize power. But who's to say the military won't turn against whoever is next?
Right.
Well, I mean, that's what's been shown over all these years in the last several years in Egypt, is that it's the military that's really in charge over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Hosni Mubarak was a general during the I don't know his history, but he was
originally.
Yeah, he was the general. But the military, after they took over, when Hosni Mubarak was kicked out, the military took over, and it seemed like they were just ready to stay. They were ready to plant themselves there and stay. And I think my recollection is that it was lefties who kind of put it to them, no, you're not going to be there forever. We're going to have elections, and we're going to have civilian governors. And so the lefties, kind of the liberals, got rid of the military. Now the liberals are supporting the military because the military kicked out the democratically elected.
It's doing them a favor. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they think.
Right. In the background, Morsi supporters chanted slogans against Armed Forces Commander Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who led the ouster. Sisi is America's agent! And America is dictating Sisi! You're trying to walk the invisible line of self-interest, said Ghad el-Haddad, a spokesman for the Muslim Brotherhood. But you can't choose both. Now you have people who hate the United States over here, and you have people who hate the United States over there.
I love the accent. Very good.
Sharaf al-Hurani, Amro Hassan, sorry, okay, this is the end. Sharaf al-Hurani, Amro Hassan, and Abigail Hausloner in Cairo, and Ernesto Londono and Karen DeYoung in Washington contributed to this report.
Thank you for that, all of you. Appreciate it. No, I mean, this is it's fascinating to watch. I'm grateful that it's not happening here where there's crazy violence in the streets. I'm glad that we don't have to deal with that here, and I feel for the folks that are involved, and I feel like it's all ultimately going to be for nothing. Like, all these people are dying, and that ultimately it'll just be for some political change, some meaningless political change where Party A takes over for Party B. And then eventually somebody else is going to get mad, and then before you know it, the military is going to have another coup on their hands that they'll be affecting, and it's just a mess.
And I couldn't said it any better.
And I don't know if there's any good guys in this conflict either. It's like with the FDA story we had earlier. What's the right choice here? Who do you side with? Who's telling the truth? We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.